Time once again for our monthly connection with folks from Pardee UNC Healthcare. Today, our topic is about self-care. Self-care after a couple of years or more of dealing with COVID and dealing with the pandemic. I'm very happy to introduce our guest today, Dr. Daniel Johnson, a psychiatrist with Pardee UNC Healthcare. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. I know you guys are really busy, so we really do appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome, and thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here speaking with you, and I've been looking forward to our conversation.
Me too. I'm very interested in what you have to say, doctor. So let's just get started on it, Dr. Johnson. So it's been, we've talked about this, it's been 2 years, maybe even more, of the pandemic, and it's taken a toll on really everybody, mentally, psychically, emotionally. Have you seen an increase in people searching for the services that you provide regarding mental health services since the start of all of this?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think that's the question of the day, of the year, of our era, past 2 years.
Yeah,
we've seen a mix. We've seen an increase in depression and anxiety, in cabin fever, in overall stress levels, in problems with our physical health. Individually and within families and communities. And, you know, our whole system of operating, all of our lifestyles have been turned upside down. And so with that, the mental health symptoms go up. Our coping systems have been seriously tested during all this. So to try to address the question, yes, we have seen, we've seen both an increase in folks seeking help for mental health services. We've also seen a disconnection in how people are able to engage with mental health services. So sometimes our numbers may not reflect the increase in just overall stress and anxiety that's going on out there because we've had to shift some of our services to help our systems adapt to the crisis. For example, here at Pardee Hospital, our mental health team works in the context of the hospital serving the community, and COVID has been the primary health order of the community for the past couple years. And so mental health services kind of have to fall in line and help serve the greater physical health needs, the more urgent needs. At the same time, our services are more in demand as well. So it's a very complicated picture, but the shortest answer is that yes, the mental health toll is a part of this whole thing.
So mentally, how do we best cope with what we've been dealing with and what we are going to continue dealing with into the near future?
Well, we start by taking another deep breath and face the day. And today, we still got snow on the ground and we've got transportation issues that are impacting us as well, along with the resurgence of COVID Omicron variant. It challenges our adaptability. One of the things that can come out of all of this pandemic is if we can grow in our overall sense of health, sense of individual health, and sense of community health. If we do our best to manage our individual health, keeping things heading towards a state of balance, we're always falling out of balance with our health.
Yeah.
But try to breathe out those frustrations and continue to collect ourselves and say, how do we restore our sense of balance? And some of those things mean including our internal versus external balance. The isolation from the pandemic has kind of forced us all to be disconnected, physically distanced. And so we can try to continue to regrow and regenerate our connectedness as communities, as spiritual institutions, healthcare institutions, schools, governments, civic groups, athletics, neighborhoods, all of these things as we look to regain our sense of external connections, that can help our sense of internal balance. And that balance between internal and external can help us balance our physical and mental and spiritual health needs. If we're able to prioritize looking toward that state of balance, some of the more specific answers start to emerge day to day.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for your advice. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you for your service to the community and working at Pardee UNC Healthcare. We appreciate what you're doing to keep us all safe.
Well, thank you. And likewise, thank you for the service that y'all have provided at the radio station, keeping us all together and keeping us informed. And it's a privilege to be here. And I'm glad we've had the chance to speak today.
Us too. Thank you so much. We do appreciate your voice. And like we said, the advice that you've given. Once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Johnson, psychiatrist with Pardee UNC Healthcare.
For more information on the services that Pardee offers, visit PardeeHospital.org.